Back when I was hosting a call-in talk show, there was a listener, a guy, who really didn't like me. That's allowed. People don't have to like me. But this guy started posting about me on Facebook. He wrote about how much he hated the show, and he hated my questions, and he hated the sound of my laugh, and it stung. But when I asked people at work what to do about it, they said, rule number one, never feed a troll. Just ignore him, and eventually he'll go away. That didn't really feel very satisfying, but I didn't know what else to do. Well, now some professional women are getting fed up with turning the other cheek. After Lauren Duca wrote an article for Teen Vogue called Donald Trump is Gaslighting America, she found herself sitting in a chair waiting to speak live with Tucker Carlson on Fox News. His producers had booked her after a single tweet of hers went viral, and for her, this turned out to be the last straw.
I was on Tucker Carlson's show. He brought me on to talk about the incident with Ivanka on the plane.
As you've doubtless seen on the news everywhere, a member of the tolerant left screamed at Ivanka Trump and her family, including her young kids, on a JetBlue flight yesterday. The man, who was a lawyer from Brooklyn, berated her about her father before being kicked off the flight for disorderly conduct.
I had tweeted, you know, Ivanka is poised to become the most powerful woman in the world. Don't let her off the hook because she looks like she smells good.
You know, I don't want anyone being yelled at on a plane. I don't want anyone yelling at me on a plane. I don't want to yell at anyone on a plane. But I think that, you know, where do those protections end, too? Kind of would ask you the same question as
well,
the funeral breast.
But wait, that's not at all what your tweet suggested. In addition to the one that we just read, you put, I think we can put it on the screen.
My tweet didn't talk about the plane at all, actually. So what are you referring to?
Well, it was within the, look, Ivanka Trump was in the news about because she was screamed at on the airplane, and you say, don't let her off the hook. And then you go on to say in another tweet, Ivanka has it all, and by that I mean a job, a family, and sinister complicity in aiding the most aggressively anti-woman candidate of our time. She's his daughter. What is that?
It's a very hostile segment.
And he basically spent the entire time trying to position me in opposition to him.
It's sinister for a daughter to capitalize on the power of feminism and uniting women and empowering women while supporting a candidate who is the most anti-woman candidate this country has seen in decades.
What does that even mean?
Bombarding me with all these different conversational threads and cutting me
off.
Okay,
she looks like she smells like vanilla. I mean, who's objectifying women here?
Attempting to make it seem through this sort of like emotional subterfuge that I was unable to answer a question when he was sort of trying to frazzle me. And I stayed relatively calm and didn't accept it.
Does Trump make you feel like you're crazy? That's the impression I'm getting.
Oh, my God. Are you calling me crazy? That's adorable.
I'm asking
That's
you. You said
so
on Chelsea Handler, he's committing psychological abuse on you.
At which point he resorted to reading other articles I had written for Teen Vogue.
I also read Liam Payne is 100% certain One Direction will continue. Adriana Grande rocked the most epic thigh-high boots at Jingle Bell. And
so
Black China and Rob Kardashian went through the messiest breakup of 2016. Those are your other pieces. But I'm trying to get to what you're writing about Trump, taking the break from the thigh-high boots.
I felt like I had been punched in the stomach because it was such a, sexism is often so stealthy and so coded. So to kind of get that full Monty explicit version of it was genuinely knocked me off my feet.
You know what? I did write about Ariana Grande, and I did write about the abusive, bigoted,
deceptive president of the United States. Those pieces were a little smarter than your piece about threatening the sovereignty of a whole religion.
Twitter as a whole was talking about this clip, and it was sort of Christmas weekend. It was, every time I opened my inbox, it was like the Duel of the Faiths was playing. I was receiving death and rape threats on Christmas Day. I mean, I could tell that they were coordinated based on messaging boards on Reddit and 4chan, discussing with one another how they should be coming at me. And then I spoke to one of my trolls. I wrote a piece for Teen Vogue called To Trolls with Love. It was sort of cathartic for me and more emotional than I usually am in my writing because it was saying, this actually really hurts my feelings. I don't have shame in saying that tons of people being cruel to me online chips away and takes something from you. So I wrote about this, and one of my trolls wrote to me to apologize. And he said, you know, I'm one of the people that's been shit posting you. And I'm a father, and I realize that's not the kind of father I want to be or the kind of person I want to be. We talked on the phone. I sort of flatly responded, okay, but why? And he was very articulate, very calm. It was very apologetic. I mean, I was sort of shocked at how, quote, air quotes, normal he seemed. And basically what he said to me, he came from the Donald Reddit messaging board. And he said, you know, we were intimidated that you didn't back down during your segment with Tucker Carlson. You didn't back down even after you were met with this sort of militarized, coordinated harassment. Oh, it's made me more angry, as fired up of a feminist as I was before all of this. It feels like I evolved into the next Pokemon, like, of myself. It's just, so many things have been confirmed. I think often our experience of sexism is coded and stealthy, and, you know, there's so much of it being taken less seriously at the pitch meeting or sexualized by your interview subject. But all of the things I experienced with the harassment was truly the most blatant textbook level misogyny, where it just lit a fire for me in a way that, I mean, it's not a pleasant feeling. I'm not happy by it, about it, but I am activated by it. Multiple women have come up to me and said, you know, I cried watching that clip because it just felt so familiar, because I've just been told to shut up and not been allowed to speak and been spoken over and sort of laughed at that little toxic masculinity giggle he does. It's so common. I got a word in after he cut me off that did not make it to air. You're a sexist pig. I do know that he got that in his earpiece, and I feel validated by that a little bit. I'm sorry.
That's Lauren Duca. She's a freelance journalist and contributing editor for Teen Vogue. Coming up, writers Roxane Gay and Siri Hustvedt shared their tactics for surviving and thriving as women of the internet. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI. Public Radio International.